Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back again.
I noticed that we always start with the word, all right.
Do we?
It's interesting. When I listen back.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been listening to the podcast at work, and we seems like
I
almost
say the same thing. All everyone. Right.
Yeah. It's
so
funny.
I need to try and change it up next time.
So the next podcast.
Yes.
We won't start with the word all right.
Okay.
Mental okay. note. Let's see if we remember what we said. So I'm Dave.
I am Jennifer.
We are here.
With the Upcycle Canada podcast.
The only Upcycle Canada podcast in the world.
Exactly. That's my favorite
in
word too.
In the world. Right?
Yes. In the world.
And so, speaking of the world.
We have been played and listened to, I should say, in many, many places in the world. Dave's got a list here for us. He's going to read them off.
We've been played in Canada.
Right. That seems obvious. Thank you.
We've been played in America.
Yes.
Hello to our American friends. In Iran, India, Singapore, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Germany, Poland, Philippines, Mexico, Australia, and South Korea.
That's crazy.
I think I have been to two of those places.
Canada is one of them. The United States.
That's it.
Yes.
So to all those people in all those countries that have taken time to listen to us.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like looking at this. In Iran, we've had 8 plays in Iran.
Nice.
So if you're listening from Iran, hello from Canada.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
So thank you so much, everybody, for taking time out of your day, out of your week, whatever that is, or just doing some reading about podcasts. And podcast listeners are creatures of habit.
Right.
So once they latch on to a podcast, it becomes part of their regular week.
Right.
And they look forward to the next one.
That's right.
So the one thing that I find very sad, though, I was mentioning to you earlier, is
yes.
I find a podcast I like, and I start listening to it from the beginning. And after a few episodes, or say maybe 10 episodes, it fades away to nothing.
Yeah.
And they're gone. And I'm like, well, I really like this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Why'd they stop?
Yeah. I was looking forward to the next one, and it just ends.
Yeah.
And it's sad, really.
Right. And we don't know what's on the other end of that. So
multiple reasons.
Yeah.
But it just, for me, it's motivation to say, okay, listen, we got people listening to us all over the world. There's some accountability there to even if you're not in thinking or wanting to do record a podcast, there are people waiting for it.
Right.
So thank you to everyone who does wait and listen. We'll keep going.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yep.
So it's exciting.
Yep.
It is. It's fun. And we get to share our message and what we do with the world, which is a huge
honor. I think.
Yeah, it is, really. Because there's so many small businesses out there that struggle just to survive, let alone take their message around the world. So, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's humbling, really, to see the numbers come through.
So, what are the benefits of upcycling? That is basically the main question for tonight's topic, is upcycling, and what benefits can we see happen by upcycling? Should I jump right into the quote, too?
Hey.
Why don't
Jen,
I do that?
You drive tonight.
Okay, I'll drive the bus.
You drive. You tell us where we're at.
All right. So the Earth, this is my quote, "The Earth is what we all have in common," by Wendell Berry.
Well, thank you, Wendell.
Yes. The Earth is something we all have in common.
We all have in common.
is true because we are all here. And this is sort of like our common denominator.
So right now in Canada, it is fall.
Yes.
I love when I start a new topic.
Where are you going?
So in the fall, the leaves fall from the trees here in Canada onto the ground.
Hence the season fall.
Hence the word fall, I guess.
I suppose. For us, it's true.
Yeah, so in fall or autumn, however you want to call it, all of our trees here in Canada.
They're so pretty.
They turn colors and now the leaves fall off.
Yes.
Our neighbors, some of our neighbors are very active in cleaning up their yard. If one leaf falls on their yard, they're outside picking it up. Then there's people like us who...
Wait till the tree's done losing all their leaves before we start.
We clean up our yard sometimes because we're usually working other jobs and everything else. We're hardly ever here.
Well, with the time change for us, it is now dark when I'm on my break. I still haven't even finished work and it's already dark.
Yeah.
So for me, I come home in the dark. Well, who wants to rake their leaves in the dark? And like, I'm gone by 10 in the morning and it's like, okay, well, so when's that going to happen? And
I'm busy on the weekend. Where am I going with my story is what one neighbor does impacts the other neighbor.
True.
So if you take care of your yard and you rake up all your leaves and your neighbor like us doesn't, as soon as the wind picks up, takes all of my leaves and puts them on your nice, clean yard. And now you got to go out and do it again. So how you live your life impacts those around you.
Yes, that's a great comment. Yep.
If you neglect, like us, and don't take care of your yard, A, your neighbors will not be impressed. And B, all of your work just naturally ends up in their yard. So now they have more things to complain about and to do. So if you think about our world, one thing we all have in common.
Yes.
Is if one group of people, one country, one neighborhood, one city, one whatever, doesn't do a great job in how they take care of the world, it impacts your neighbors.
Right.
Right?
That's crazy. Yeah. So we talk about the environment and like all across the world, doesn't matter if one country is not going to participate. Well, it's not like there's a wall from their land straight up to the space. Like it's not like there's a barrier. We all like breathe the same air throughout the world. So.
Right. We're all in this together.
Yes. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. So upcycling for us started as a way to get materials free because we had no budget.
Yes.
Right back to the beginning days of Upcycle Canada. So we found materials and reused them primarily at a cost. So for us, upcycling was a way to save money. That was really the major motivation for us was to save money.
Right.
It does have a huge impact, though, on the world around us by taking materials people don't want and diverting them from the landfill.
Exactly.
Upcycling really can change your world.
Right.
Not the world, your world.
Right.
And have a dramatic impact just on what's happening in your own community. So we would encourage anybody that's thinking about doing something proactive to try upcycling.
Yeah.
To come up with this new use for old things because it does have an impact.
One of the things I was reading, it says sustainable fashion is definitely having a moment, and upcycling is a way of creating truly unique pieces that are kinder to the environment. I thought, well, that's interesting. It's using something that could already be clothing fabric, and they've just repurposed it in a way that creates a different look to how you wear your fashion and what you do. So, yeah. I think it also helps you be creative when you upcycle. That creative part of you comes out and you're able to reuse things that were once something else, as we've shared in the past, even if it's like, for instance, guitar strings or piano strings and violin strings and making jewelry.
There's a lot of creative people.
And it's, I mean, I'm amazed at some of the things people do in the time. Like, I thought some of the things we do are very detailed, and I watch other people's stuff and go, wow, how do you have patience for that? Like, it's just, it's so beautiful, some of the work people do.
So upcycling is unique. It's when you make something out of something else, it truly is one of a kind.
Right.
There is not, it's not mass produced.
No.
And when you talk about mass production of products, you never really think about what goes on behind the scenes.
True.
What it takes to make something. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but it's amazing how much natural resources are required to make the products that we have every day.
Right. Like,
I didn't realize.
Water for the is the a main thing that's used to make pretty much everything, it seems. Yeah, and even just paint. Like, for instance, for us, we use paint for a lot of our products, and thankfully we're able to use recycled paint. But for a new can of, for instance, 1 gallon is about 4 liters, I believe, correct? Of 1 gallon of paint is about 4 liters, pretty much.
3.78.
in liters. And it would take generally 13 gallons.
Just 49 liters.
49 liters of water to make the 1 or 4 liters of paint.
Yeah.
So all of that extra water. So right there when we use recycled paint.
Which we sell recycled paint.
Yes, we do.
Boomerang.
Yep.
Recycled paint.
That's correct.
So they probably do use water in their process.
Right, but
not 13. But they're not making brand new paint.
No, it's already
paint. They're starting with paint.
Yes, yeah.
So right there, that's a huge advantage to saving water and reducing the use of water in the process of making paint.
Right.
So if you're going to paint your house, you have a choice. You can buy brand new paint, which takes that much water to create, or you can buy recycled paint, which takes less water to use to create it. So if you're an eco-conscious shopper, and if your actions impact the actions of others, should you not consider using something that's recycled? Doesn't that make sense? Like,
yeah.
That seems like an obvious choice when the choice is available.
Right. Yeah.
To do that.
Definitely.
Right. So just using recycled paint just makes sense. The other thing, for example, when we talk about wood, a lot of our stuff we make is made out of wood.
Yeah.
So the average lumber board would be about 5.4 gallons of water to grow the wood
that
we're using.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's over 20 liters of water.
Per board. Right.
So right now, I think in the garage, I probably have 300 boards.
Right? Yeah, easily.
Pieces of wood that we've salvaged. All of that would be me going to the store and buying a brand new piece of wood. And all of that water then for that new piece of wood
is now
purchased, that's kind of on me.
Yeah.
Right? So using recycled wood, at least I've diverted and saved a new tree being cut down and the water that takes for that tree to pee
to even grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy. We're recycling and coming up with a way of being a better steward of what we have as far as our spot in the world.
Yeah.
So that's an advantage to upcycling that goes beyond just saving money.
That's right. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So that's another good example. So we do classes in our store.
That's right.
And the one thing about upcycling is it's a great way to teach new generations, the younger ones or kids, about upcycling and why it's important.
Right.
So in our classes, we only use the recycled materials. So it's a great talking point in a way to educate people that the product you have in front of you, that piece of wood, used to be a cupboard or a piece of furniture or something else before it got here.
Yeah.
And now we're going to take that and make it into something special for you.
And you
get to put your stamp on it.
Yeah.
Right? So upcycling is a great way to kind of teach people about being more eco-friendly.
Right.
And practically show them how to do that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, some of the responses from our classes, what are people saying when they're working with recycled materials? What do they say?
Well, I think the thing that most people seem to like the best is the fact that it's every piece of wood that I have there for them to choose, each one's different. So they end up finding one that's got extra knots in it or something, and it's every piece has a bit of character to it, and it's they'll never find, there's no two pieces the same in the room for one. And they know that even if all four people or whoever's in the class, if they all pick the same color board and do the same image, they're never going to look the same. Like, they're one of a kind. So I think just for that purpose, is there's nothing mass produced. It's creative for them. They get to be able to see all the different colors that are in the recycled paint, which I think a lot of people think there isn't. One thing I like about the classes is not just for a lot of adults actually shown a lot of interest in learning how to do what we do. I think it sparks an interest just by when they look at what we've made and go, it's hand painted. Like, but you talk about using stencils. Well, our stencils are out of paper. And so I think that right there intrigues a lot of people to find out how it is and what it is we do and realize it's simple, but it makes them, they have to paint a lot. There's a lot more effort into the painting part of it. But even for kids, like, a lot of children have come to these classes, and it's neat to see them even get inspired and be able to use the same abilities as an adult and just see these kids. And I mean, some of the creativity and the finished products that come out of all of them is amazing. And within a 2-hour window or so, they've come in not knowing where to start, but end up finishing so proud and seeing their completed work and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
So if you're going to start a small business and you're a maker, you create things, if you can have a way of teaching people mm-hmm. how you do your process and what you do, you really do get people to come around you and want to be part of your journey and part right. of what you do. So whether or not you upcycle whatever you work on, if you can then teach people, I think you're just going to grow your audience mm-hmm. even more.
Right.
It's helped us a lot.
Yep.
And we even, when we found the storefront that we have, that was one of the things on our wish list. We had to have room for a class.
Yep.
So that we could host classes in our stores. It does brings in a whole bunch of new people that might not even shop in our store.
And believe it or not, this past weekend when I did a class, two of the four ladies that had shown up have followed us for over 2 years since we opened our store or more, and followed us on social media, but had never actually been in the store. So, so they knew all about what it is we do, and they finally had an opportunity to come and join us for a class. So that was encouraging to see how that played out. So
upcycling can change your world. It can have an impact. And just like we mentioned before, like raking your leaves in the fall, if one neighbor does it and one neighbor doesn't, the neighbor that doesn't, all their leaves are going to just end up on the other person's yard. How you live your life, what you choose to be all about, has an impact on the people around you.
Right.
So by upcycling, you know, you're going to hear a lot about that on this podcast, because that's why we're here. That's why we're talking about it. It is a great way to divert and reduce the amount of materials used to make brand new material.
Right. One thing, another thing I was thinking of with the kids in classes is it gives them an ability or encourages them to see a value beyond what it is they're working with. So it gives them an opportunity to see something else, like an additional creation, you know, what they were intended for. It might have been made to be one thing, and it gives them the ability to see a transition and how you can create something out of one thing and make something else.
And they're proud of what they do.
That's right.
Right. They walk out of there. We try to do photos before everybody leaves. But they're proud. This is their thing. I made this. I'm going to gift it. I'm going to keep it for myself. But in that class, I got confidence. I got to work with recycled products. I got to learn a new skill. There's so many things that the whole process of having a class and working with recycled materials, it's a completely different element.
Right.
And it's something that's definitely been a big success for us. And we would encourage that if you do have a business and you have the opportunity to teach, develop your business, grow your business, and think about how your life impacts those around you.
Right.
And how you live your life.
Right. I think when people start to catch on, like I know even just going, like when I've seen it when people come into our store and in other craft stores where it's inspiring. And when people see other people do stuff that's different, it can be inspiring. Hopefully it's catching. Like that's the key, is it inspiring? Yes, but is it something that they can do? Like you want people to be able to see. And so like you had mentioned already, if it's something you know how to do, share that. Teach people. Yeah. Show people what it is you do and the steps. And when people understand all the steps and realize it's not as hard as it looks like it could be, I think a lot more people will get inspired and step up and start trying new things and being creative.
So that's our takeaway this week.
It's great.
Get inspired.
Yep.
Step up. Share what you do.
That's right.
Learn something new and upcycle something. Go and do it. Have fun. We'll talk to you guys in the
Alrighty.
Next one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.